Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Surviving Life, a series based on Genesis 39 and verse 21. In this session, we'll be looking at Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 16 to 19, surviving difficult times. Adversity. Everyone faces it in some way at some time in their lives. Let me ask you, what are you struggling with today? Whatever it is, the Lord can handle it. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If you choose to totally depend on God, God will never fail to carry you through adversity when it comes into your life. Let's go with me to our text. Habakkuk chapter 3. Verse 16 down to verse 19. Let's read that. When I heard, my body trembled. My lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered my bones, and I trembled in myself that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he comes up to the people, he will invade them with his troops. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. And the Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and he will make me walk on my high hills. The prophet expressed a patient confidence in God's sovereignty over his adversities. That power is the reason for the trust that we read of here. Why? He can handle all problems in Habakkuk's day and today. This text deals with three examples of God's power over problems. Just a few of the many that are recorded in the Bible. First, God can overcome our enemies. Verse 16. When I heard, my body trembled, my lips quivered at the voice, rottenness entered my bones, and I trembled in myself that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he comes up to the people, he will invade them with his troops. Who has made them your adversary? Well, look at 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 8, down to verse 18. Now the king of Syria was making war against Israel, and he consulted with his servants, saying, my camp will be in such and such a place. And the man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, beware that you do not pass this place, for the Syrians are coming down there. And then the king of Israel sent someone to the place of which the man of God had told him. Thus he warned him, and he was watchful there, not just once or twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was greatly troubled by this thing. And he called his servants and said to them, will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king. But Elisha the prophet, who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom. So we said, go and see where he is, that I may send and get him. And it was told him, saying, surely he is in Dothan. Therefore he sent horses and chariots and a great army there. And they came by night and surrounded the city. And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, alas, my master, what shall we do? So he answered, do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. And then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. So when the Syrians came down to him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, strike this people, I pray, with blindness. And he struck them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. The Lord has no problem dealing with our enemies, physical or spiritual. Colossians chapter 2, verse 13 down to verse 15. And you, being dead in your trespasses and the circumcision of your flesh, He has made alive together with Him, having forgiven all your trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that is against us, which was contrary to us, and has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross, having disarmed principalities and powers. He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. But God can overcome our enemies. God can satisfy our needs. Verses 17 and 18. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. What physical adversity are you facing? There are basically two levels of suffering. First, having no prosperity, which this is inconvenience. Fig trees are sweets. Fruit of the vine refers to wine. The olive tree means oil. All of these were considered luxuries of the wealthy. And then the other level of suffering is having no provisions. This is being incapacitated. Fields refer to bread. Flocks are meat. And herd means milk. These represent a person being in real physical need. Many of us despair when faced with physical need. What did Habakkuk do? Well, look at verse 18 again. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. His focus was on his salvation relationship with the Lord. God is still the Lord regardless of my personal problems. And peace is a manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. A great illustration of this peace is seen in the life of Abraham, when God instructed him to sacrifice his son on Mount Moriah. Abraham obeyed God, took his son, and traveled for 3 days to get to the site where he was to obediently give his son up as a sacrifice to God. The only son. The son who the promise was to come through. Abraham obediently, patiently, apparently in peace, prepared to offer up his son Isaac. And then God, at the last moment, called out to him to not do it, stating that he could see and knows that Abraham is obedient and was willing to sacrifice, trusting that God would bring him back to life, if that's what was necessary. And then he provided a sacrifice to give in place of Isaac. Listen, the Lord has no problem taking care of our needs. God can overcome our enemies, and He can satisfy our needs. And then third, God can strengthen our weaknesses. Verse 19, the Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and He will make me walk on my high hills. What makes you feel inadequate in this life? Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Listen, God can make you walk above your weaknesses. The Lord has no problem handling them. The question is your focus. Do you look to your own resources, or do you depend on God? Hebrews chapter 12, verses 2 through 4. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher by faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin. And then if you drop down to verse 18, for you have not come to the mountain that may be touched and that burned with fire, into blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of the trumpet and the voice of words, so that those who heard it begged that the word should not be spoken to them anymore, for they could not endure what was commanded. And if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it shall be stoned or shot with an arrow. Jesus is our example. He trusted the Father who can do all things. God can change your circumstances in a moment. They remain for a purpose in His plan for your life. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 down to verse 10. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. Let me ask you, do you trust God with your life? Be honest. Do you really trust Him? It's time for a commitment, or the renewal of commitment. Keep your focus on Jesus Christ during adversity. Trust. You have a great day.